Howdy, and welcome to another episode of the Mind Your Fitness podcast with me, your host, Thomas James Fowler, aka the Fitness and Mindset Coach. As always, I've got my trusty sidekick with me, little Miss Frankie Danky Doodles. She's currently looking at me as if I'm an absolute penis. So you might hear that my voice is a little bit more hoarse. I know, Frankie. Crazy. A little bit more hoarse than it would normally be. My youngest decided last night she just didn't want to be in bed, quite frankly. So she was up, which meant I got lumbered into her bed. These are proper first world problems. Which meant I had a really shit night's sleep, and I've had to take quite a fair few painkillers today, which is shit because I actually wanted to be, off the majority of my painkillers now. But yeah, we move. It is what it is. And that was my feeble attempt of an Irish accent. So for you legends that follow me over on my socials, you will have seen this week I've been covering a topic, obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD for short. A couple of people have said it was a bit of an odd one to cover, which I found quite interesting because OCD doesn't really get talked about that often, especially as a mental illness. But like, it genuinely is. It's a mental illness. It is someone, you know, that's suffering with their mental health. You know, we love a stigma. It's horrible to say, but we genuinely do. As a society, we love a stigma. And the biggest stigma around OCD has been, like, for years, it's been that your house has to be perfectly clean. Like, that is what OCD is. Like, oh my God, like, I have to tidy my house because I'm like, OCD. Like, no. That's not what having OCD is. Okay, yes, there is an element of wanting to have a tidy house or, you know, whatever that may be. But it really does go beyond that stereotype that's portrayed in the media. Like, it can manifest itself in so many different ways. Like, for example, just having really intrusive thoughts and, like, continuous and, like, excessive worries that are, like, really repetitive. So you may have seen, I know it was touched on in Coronation Street before, but it's in my head at the moment because I've just been rewatching all of Scrubs. And there's one of the doctors on there that has OCD where he literally walks in and out of the hospital doors. He has to land on the same foot, exhaling at the same time. He has to wash his hands X amount of times. And it's that continual behaviour. That is OCD. It's not have to have in this immaculate house, you know, and just feeding that stereotype of it's cleaning. Like, I thought we were past it a little bit more, but apparently we're not, because I did a little poll on my Instagram and just said, like, what is OCD? And like 90% of the people said, oh, it's just having a tidy house, or it's just being obsessed with being clean. But yeah, that's why this week, in particular on my socials, whether it was on Instagram, Facebook, obviously today's podcast, or like even over on my LinkedIn, like, I've made a point of educating people and helping people be more mindful and more aware of OCD. And one of the techniques, to be fair, it's one that I've harped on about, not just obviously in the case of OCD, but just in general, just be more mindful. like practice a little bit more mindfulness on not only yourself, but taking that step back and speaking with other people. And if you are someone who suffers with OCD, excuse me, just a little burp, being more mindful, like, you know, practicing that mindfulness, deep breathing exercises. And again, it's really basic, but journaling, especially when you're having those intrusive thoughts, journal it, get it out of your mind, get it out on the paper. And please, by all means, seek further support, you know. Get therapy should you need it. There's no shame in getting therapy. Unfortunately, the wait list in the UK is really long. And I genuinely wish it was a hell of a lot shorter, because I know a lot of people are currently struggling with their mental health. But unfortunately, we have that many people in crisis and we don't have the relevant funding and the resources with the NHS. And people don't currently have, you know, the available funds to spend on a therapist, which for me is heartbreaking, because if someone needs that help, they should be able to get that help regardless of their financial situation. And for me, what I've done and I've just created, for those that may or may not know, I use an app called My PT Hub. Now, I have my own version of that, effectively. So I use their software, but I use that to help a lot of the people I work with. And what I've done is I've just created a new package on there, and I'm currently running it at £75. And it's just the whole encompassing the core four. That mind, you know, the mindset, the nutrition, the sleep, and the physical fitness. Because people deserve the opportunity to get support, to get help. And for £75 a month, people can get that. What I want to make abundantly clear is I won't be able to sustain that price forever unless, you know, I can get an investor on board, or I can get some further support with that, and, you know, maybe I can bring in additional coaches. But at the moment, it's just me, and I truly believe that £75 a month is an affordable amount to pay somebody to help look after their overall well-being. And that's why the business itself, Mind Your Fitness, is, it always has been, obviously, fitness and mindset, but it's transitioning very quickly into the whole health and well-being sector. And a lot of people sort of either sit on the fence or are very for it or against it, but I frankly don't really care about the opinions of the people that are against it, because the positive significantly outweighs the negative. And I'm very aware I have digressed. But sort of coming back a little bit onto the, obviously, the main purpose of today's pod was to talk about OCD. A lot of the time there's this massive, and to be fair, it's the same with a lot of mental illnesses and people that are suffering with their mental health. There's this huge onus on the individual, but it's not just the individual it affects. It's their friends, it's their family, you know, it's those close loved ones. And again, similar with all other mental health, people with poor mental health and people that are suffering with mental illnesses, we have to be able to talk. Like, there's no two ways about it. We have to be able to talk. So if you know somebody who genuinely has OCD, you know, has these intrusive thoughts and these repetitive behaviors, and, you know, maybe they downplay it, just ask them how they're really doing. How are these thoughts sitting? How, you know, how are they genuinely feeling? Because I can imagine, and I'm very guilty of this myself, even on the days where I'm really not good, like today, however, I'm finding the positives, and one of the positives that I am taking for the days where I feel shit and I feel low, I do something that I know can help somebody else. So this podcast might be really beneficial to you. And then that knock-on effect is you might be able to go and speak to your friend, your parent, your child, your loved one who suffers with their mental health, are struggling with OCD, intrusive thoughts. And you genuinely ask them and show that you care and you love them and you just genuinely want to help, find out how you can help them. Because if we don't ask these questions, we will never, ever make a change. Ever. So, yeah, I hope that was of some value. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pop a link in today's show notes for the new package that I've created. I would love it if you were to join and to share it on as well, because the more people that I can help, it means I can bring other coaches in and I can give more and more support. And I would like to hope the more people that we can help, I can bring the price down even more, because everyone deserves the opportunity to look after their physical and their mental health. So with that being said, I'm wrapping up for today. Take care, and I'll catch you next time.